Here we're going to be discussing a relatively difficult shayla. I think some people in the summer cut back on the shurim, or they make the shurim easier. It seems like every week our shurim are getting more complicated, and the topics are definitely getting more complex, at least in the lumdus of them. But we're going to be discussing tonight the complicated issue of amir l'nachri, when and how and if is it permitted for a Jew to ask a non-Jew to perform halacha for him on Shabbos and or Yom Tov. Again, we're going to do a little bit of an introduction this evening about some of the background to it, and the two major shayles that I'd like to discuss this evening is, can you ask a non-Jew to turn on the air conditioner for you if it's very hot and your air conditioner is either not working or the air conditioner was turned off by mistake? I had this last Shabbos. My son finally found the button to turn the air conditioner off. He's having a great time over Shabbos, turning it off and turning it on, turning off, turning it on. Baruch Hashem wasn't so hot this Shabbos, but this past Shabbos. But what happens if your air conditioner turns off? Is a person allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn the air conditioner on? And if there's even more time, we'll try to discuss what happens if you left the refrigerator light on. Can you ask a guy to also open the door in such a case? In order to answer all of these questions and to deal with these shaylos, we have to first figure out where exactly is there a prohibition of asking a guy to do malacha for you. So if anything comes out of this shir, is that there is such a prohibition. The people have this idea, whatever, ask a guy, whatever you can. Just ask a guy and everything is mutter. That's clearly not correct. As we'll see tonight, that might even be a nisud d'oraisa to ask a guy to do malach for you. So if we take out anything from this shir, is that there's no such thing as just ask a guy. There are times when you could ask a guy, or even better, just hint to the guy. That's going to be next week's shir, Mitzvah. We'll talk about how to hint to a guy, when to hint to a guy. And these halachas are serious because, as we're going to see, believe that next week, if a person benefits from a malacha done for him on behalf of a guy, he's not allowed to enjoy the malacha. If a guy does specific malachas on your behalf, even if you didn't ask him specifically, possibly, but he's doing it for you, you might not even be allowed to enjoy whatever he did. So it gets very tricky when involving goyim in in the malacha that they do for us. So the question is, where does it say a person is not allowed to do malacha through him through a goy? Obviously, you can't do malacha for yourself on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a clear prohibition in the Torah. Why can't I ask a goy? A goy is not muzar on Shabbos for Yom Tov. A goy is not even allowed to keep Shabbos. So why can't I ask my goy Shanei to do malacha for me? So in order to answer this, we have to start off with an interesting mechilta. Very real, do we start off a show with a mechilta? But there's a mechilta in Parshas Boy. It's quoted by the Smag in Sefer HaMitzvah, number one. The mechilta says the following: Kol melocha lo yaseh bohen. If you look in Parshas Boy, you'll notice when the Torah is describing the Yom Tov, and where the Torah gives the prohibition of doing melocha, the Torah says something interesting. It says, melocha lo yaseh. Interesting term, choice of words, lo yaseh. So the Mechilta points this out. The Mechilta says, "Kol melacha lo yaseh behen, lo yitaseh ato." Not only can't you do melacha, v'lo yaseh chavarecha. Not only can't your friend do melacha on your behalf, v'lo yaseh ha'akum melachtech. A guy can't do melacha for you. So the Mechilta is learning from the change in the language of the Torah when it says lo yaseh, that it shouldn't be done, means it's the outcome that the Torah has a problem with, even though you didn't do it. You sat home, you didn't do it. But since the outcome was brought about through you, that's included in the Isser of the Torah. So according to the Mechilta, the Makar of Amir L'Nachri comes from a Pasuk in Parshas Boy. Then the Mechilta goes on and says, however, mashma mikan she'asur liYisrael lahaniach legoy lasis melachta. It is prohibited for a Jew to allow a goy to melach for him, ben biyomtev, ben bishabbos, de'oraisa. Pretty clear. Mechilta is saying that this is an issur d'oraisa. Now it's interesting, Bein B'Yom Tov, Bein B'Shabbos, the pasuk is actually talking about Yom Tov. Some people think there's no issur amir l'nachri on Yom Tov. No, that's not true. There's an issur amir l'nachri on Shabbos, there's an issur amir l'nachri on Yom Tov, and there's also an issur amir l'nachri on Chol HaMoed. Anytime you can't do something, you can't have a guy do it for you. However, says the Mechilta, Aval Mosala HaYisrael HaMalachim Erev Shabbos, but if the Jew asked the guy to do it on Erev Shabbos, then mutter. Then the guy may do it on Shabbos. But he has to do it in the house of the guy. He can't do it in my house. He could do work for me in his house. If I asked him to build me furniture, he could do it in his house, but he can't do it in my house. That's what the Mechilta writes. This is all the smag talking. Says the smag, I'm not so sure how far to take this mechilta. Does the mechilta really mean that the isra amir l'nachri is an isra d'oraisa? Or maybe he just means that a smag to ba'alma. Why? Because if it would really be an isra d'oraisa, so why would it be mutter if you do it in the guy's house? That sounds very rabbinic, like Marisai and Xeris. And even if you ask him to do it before on Erev Shabbos, why should that matter? However, the smack says, but I'm torn. Because if you're quoting it on the pasuk is mashma, that's a real thing. The Torah changed its wording. Instead of saying it shouldn't be done, it says, lo yaseh. That leads me to believe on any, it shouldn't be done, not by you and not by a guy. So the smag is, so to say, misupik, if it's really a deraisa or it's really not smachta ba'amba. Interestingly enough, if you were to look in Rashi and Chumash on that pasuk of Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Beis pasuk design, Rashi writes, "What is the pasuk mean?" It says, "Lo ye'asa behem afilu ayude acherim," even through someone else. So Pashup Shad and Rashi, who's the acherim? It means another Jew. Of course, you can't ask another Jew to do malach of you. That's an iser lif naiv. Elamai means even a guy, which means Rashi was coming off this mechilta. The Daz Zakenim in the Pirush to Chumash, he says, no, that's not Pshat and Rashi. Rashi means, I feel like the Acherim means, don't ask your kids to do Malacha for you. In fact, the Daz Kenim, don't ask your kids to do Malacha for you. You know you're not allowed to ask your kids to do Malacha. It says by Shabbos. You and your whole family can't do Malacha. Says the Daz Kenim, that's Shabbos. Maybe Yom Tov, your Ketanim and your Ketanis, your underage children, could do Malacha for you. That's what Rashi means. So the Daz Kenim learns Rashi not like the Mechilta. Rashi wasn't saying, I feel like the Acherim meaning Goyim. Rashi was meaning, don't ask your 6-year-old and your 5-year-old to do Malacha for you on Yom Tov. In any case, it's not clear how to learn Rashi Shita. And it's important to remember this as we go through the Sugya, if we can ask a Kasha from Rashi and Chumash to Rashi, or what he writes in Shas. The Ramban over there in Parashat Boy, the Ramban says, no, 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 this is not correct. He writes, how can it be? He says, Ein anu mezorim b'toyra amalecha shal goy klal lo b'yamta v'loy b'shabbos? How could the Mechilta be a deraisa? We don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's an iser to have a goy du malach of you. Not for Shabbos and Am Diyotif. Elo sheyesh bo shvus midivreim. All we have is an iser to Rabbonon. Kemosha amru amir l'goy shvus. The Gemara says in many places, amir l'goy shvus. And therefore says the Rambani can't be. Therefore he says, al kochach b'ay sezu, b'vadi hi asmachta ba'almo, shabo la'asa midivreim amir l'goy malach of shalot. So the Ramban argues and he says, no, this thing, whole thing is at the Rabbonon. The pasuk is an asmachta b'yam. So we have a machlokes rishonim. Is this mechilta really an iser deraisa, which would mean amir l'nachu would be an iser deraisa, or is amir l'nachu only an iser deraban? It's interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Sefer Moro Ktzia takes for a davar pashat that iser melacha amir l'nachu is an iser deraisa based on this man. Not even a question. He thinks it's an iser deraisa. There's a taz in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Gimel. The taz is having a whole cheshbon over there, and his cheshbon is based on the assumption that amir l'nachu is an iser deraban. But he asks, he says, "Elod Tzarechin, the Akasa Beis Yosef Semin Reish Mem Dalet B'Shem Asmag." He says, "Why is it such a given that Amiul and Achiz the Rabbanon? The Beis Yosef in Semin Reish Mem Dalet quotes the exact same wording of the Smag, and the Taz understood that the Smag meant it's Dairaisa. Now we read the Smag together; it's not clear that's what he meant. He was Mesupik. However, the Taz feels that when the Beis Yosef quotes the Smag, he's leaning towards the Tzad that Amiul and Achiz would be an Issa Dairaisa." Which would be a very big chiddush. It would come out lefi this, based on this mechilta, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and possibly the Taz, and possibly the Beis Yosef, the Isra Amir Lanach, we learned that from a pasuk, and it would then be an Isra Dereis, which would be very chomer. However, the problem with that is it's connected Gemara's in Shas. The Gemara says, at least in two places, Amir Lanach is Shvus. What does Shvus mean? Shvus means a Derabon. It's not like the mechilta wants to say. So the Minchas Ashur has a shtickle Torah where he wants to answer it with an Eliyahu Rabbah, that it depends what the guy is doing for you. If the guy is doing malacha with your stuff, so then it's one status. If the guy is doing malacha with his stuff, then it's a different din. If the guy does malacha with your stuff, he works your animals, he takes your material, then that would be a derais. But if the guy is doing his own malacha, but it's on your behalf, that might be different. That's the Minchas Ashur based on Eliyahu Rabbah. But in any case, the pashtus would be is that the Gemara seems to contradict this mechilta. The problem is, there are Rishonim. The Yireim writes that he thinks that Amira L'Nochri is an Issa Darais. What do you do with the Gemara? So the Achrayim say, you'll have to say the Mechilta argues on the Gemara. Okay, not the first time, not the last time. What's important from the Gemara? There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. The Gemara in Baba Metzia asks the following question. Number 5. Iboiluhu. Ma'u Shiyem Ra'adam L'Nochri Chasoyim Parasi V'Doshba. The Gemara wants to know, can a fellow, a Jew, go over to his Goyish neighbor and say, listen, I have a prohibition of muzzling my animal while it threshes. So you take my animal and you do it. I can't do it. I have an issue in the Torah, like Sachsim Shar B'dishoy. So you do it. You take my animal and you go do it. So what's the Gemara Shaila? Me, Aminan, Kivan, Ki, Aminan, Amir L'Nachri, Shvos. The Gemara says, I know there's a pre-existing concept called Amir L'Nachri, Shvos. What's Shvos? Dr. Rashi, number 6. Amir L'Nachri, Shvos, Mid Rabban. Rashi assumes that Issa Amir L'Nachri is the Rabban. Okay, so this is the kasha on the mechilta. But what's the Gemara Shaila? Mi aminon amir l'nochi shvus hanimil in Shabbos is a skila. Maybe when is there a prohibition of amir l'nochi? That's only when the iser itself is an iser skila. Avachasima the iser lavloi. But what would be the worst thing? Worst case scenario: if a person takes his own animal and he muzzles it and he threshes with it, he's only over a lav. So maybe on a lav they didn't put in the iser amir l'nochi. I do maloishno, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Why did I bring in this Gemara? Because you see two things on this Gemara. Firstly, you see from this Gemara that the Gemara thinks Amilan Orchid is a Shvus, which Rashi means is a Derabban. Secondly, you see from this Gemara that the Gemara has a Suffolk, can we apply Amilan Orchid to other places in Shas? Not just the Shabbos. So the Stipler points out in this Stipler on Kiyos Yaakov Amsech the Shabbos, he says, 1 second, if it's like the Mechilta, that's learned from a Pasuk, how do you have the right to apply it to anywhere else? It's aimed by Yalei Chadusha. It's exerced Hakasav only by Shabbos. How do you have the right to apply it to other Melachas? That's the Ha'ara that the Stipler has.
It's really written by Yom Tov,
even more. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know, we're always makish each other, right? They're called Mayim, they're called Shabbos, and we play that game. But how do you have the right to connect it to something else completely non-related? So we'll see in a few minutes how to get around that problem. Let's say you assume you don't go like the Mechilta, which is the way... Yeah.
So is Amir al-Lachmi playing to this, like this Gemara issue, is it a separate lav?
Oh, okay.
Or is it connected to the...
So that's what I want to get to right now. Let's assume that this Gemara doesn't go like the Mechilta, so it's not an Issa der Reis, it's an Issa der Rabbanan. Why? Why is it also? What's the reason? So this is a very big Macholikis Rishayim. The Rambam Shita number 7, the Rambam writes like this in Perek Vav. Also, loy malanochi lasis lonu melacha b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask a guy to do melacha for you. Af b'shein mitzvah al Shabbos. The guy does not have to keep Shabbos. Af b'shamal loy mikaid b'Shabbos. Even if you ask him on Friday, af b'shein tzarich loy some melacha alach Shabbos. You don't need it. You only need it on Sunday. Okay, good. Why? The dov is also medivrei seifrim. The Rambam uses this term medivrei seifrim. Kedei shloy teh Shabbos kala be'enehen. We don't want you to take Shabbos lightly. Because what happens? This Shabbos, you forget to do something. So you ask the guy to do it. Next week, you do it yourself. You figure, listen, it's so... It becomes very... Right? You figure to yourself, listen, what's the difference? I ask a guy, I do it myself. It used to be that this was off limits. No one did this. So then you had a barrier. So according to the Rambam, the reason for Amir Lanochi was just to ensure you don't end up transgressing it yourself. The Pel is, Lafi the Rambam, how do you learn the Gemara Bar Mitzia? What's the Shaila? Why should that be an Isser by somewhere else? This is only a problem, say Shabbos Kala Beinuf. So you have to learn the Rambam like this. That the Rambam learned the Gemara that, why don't we have this thing by all the Surah? If I allow you to talk to your, to ask your Goyish neighbor to use your animal, next time you'll do it yourself. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Because what's the worst case scenario if you do it yourself? So by Shabbos, if you do it yourself, be Oyver Skila. By Leisachsim, if you do it yourself, you'll only be Oyver Nisalat. So the topic of the Gemara is, did the Chazal feel the urge to make Gedarim when in worst case scenario, the only issue you'd be over is a lot? That's the way the Rambam would learn the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah.
The Rambam holds that's the Yom Tov issue as well?
Yes, it's going to be Yom Tov as well. Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the Chari, just a little bit to mention some Lomdus over here, how the Rambam's going to learn the Gemara. That's the Rambam Shita. There's two other opinions in the Rishayim. If you look at number 8, the Hagos, Maimonides quotes an opinion that the reason you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, and this is really more Lamdish, this is really connected to what we talked about in some of the Sunday morning shurim recently. We're not going to go through all that. But the Hagos Maimonides says, it's the summer again. Also, Litin Lanochi Mois Be'erev Shabbos. He says the Hagos Maimonides in Perek Vav in the Rambam, you're not allowed to give money to a guy in Erev Shabbos. Sheikin Lo Lamocha Be'em Ashok. Let's say you know you want to have fresh challah Shabbos morning. So you tell your Goyish neighbor, do me a favor, here's the money. I'll give it to you on Friday. Go Shabbos morning, buy me fresh bread, and bring it to my house Shabbos afternoon. Zok to Goyish neighbors, you can't. Why? Ki yesh shlichus l'nochri l'chumra. Because even though we normally assume ain't shlichus l'goy, you can't have a relationship of a shliach with a goy, but here l'chumra we're going to be choshish yesh shlichus. So if I ask a guy to do malacha for me, and we hold yesh shlichus, so the iser is m'siachas back to me, so it's like, I did it. So that's why you're never allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because it's as if you did it. Because yesh shlichus l'chumra. That's the Hagos Maimonides, and that's supposedly the sheet of Rashi, at least the one place in Masechta Shabbos.
They don't bring up shlichus to the
Dvar Aveirah. Right, so that, because for him there's no Dvar Aveirah. Right, you can't. The shliach doesn't have an aver. No, but the way ain't shliach aver works is that when I tell the shliach to do it, he shouldn't have listened. Why shouldn't he have listened? He's a guy. He can go shopping Shabbos morning. So you don't have ain't shliach aver. The problem that achrenim do have, and this is what I'm not getting into tonight, and this is a big literature about this in the achrenim. How do you have shlichus by something like this? The issur of the Torah is to be noch vayinotash, rest. This guy rested. The guy sat in his bed the whole Shabbos with his feet up, and he had an entire factory working for him through shlichus. You're going to tell me because of yesh shlichus he was over the isser of malach on Shabbos? He didn't do anything. He wasn't active. Here, if the isser of the Torah is to be active and not rest, this guy rested. So how does yesh shlichus make it that he wasn't rested? Okay, that's a kasha from the Achrayin. So that's the second mahalach. The second mahalach would be that's based on the issue of shlichus legoy. What's the third and final pshat? So before this, Reb Kveg had a big kasha. Kveger on Shulchan Aruch says, what are you talking about? We paskin ain't shlichus lakum. What are you telling me? We're going to make up halachas now. If there's a principle in Shas called Ein Shlichus La'akum, now all of a sudden now we're going to dream up Yesh Shlichus La'akum. So if Kveger writes in number 9, he says, you're right. It's not the pshat, it's really shlichus. A guy can't be a shliach for you. But it looks like shlichus. After ein shlichus anochim, you come back and give him the Yisrael, okay, I'm not a shlichus, asru chazal. It's like a gzeiro almost over here. It looks like shlichus. And therefore chazal said, no, this can't work, because it looks like shlichus, we have to nix it, we have to knock it. That's the second mahalach in the Rishayim. The third mahalach in the Rishayim is Rashi Navoy Dezar. Rashi Navoy Dezar says, Sha'asali Yisrael, number 10, Sha'asali Yisrael, loy me loyvi kechav ma'asali kach, zeu mishum, mimtzai cheftzecha v'dabru dover. Totally different reason. According to Rashi, the reason why you're not allowed to ask a goy to do melacha for you is not the outcome, it's not the shlichus, it's because the amir is the problem. Telling the words to a goy, do a dover asr, is something you're not allowed to be saying on Shabbos. And therefore it's asr as mimtzai cheftzecha v'dabru dover. So if he's there, what happens if you say to him before Shabbos? Right? That's going to be the big nafkamim between all the three reasons. The bigger problem with this Rashi is, how did he learn the Gemara in Bamitzia? What is that? So how do you apply that to muzzling your animal? There's no Isser over there of Mimtzei Chavtzei Chavadabra Dover. So according to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, how do you connect it? Secondly, if this is Rashi's opinion of Avodah Zarah, how do you work that with Rashi and Chumash? Rashi and Chumash seem to have quoted a Mechilta. The Mechilta seem to be a Gzeres HaKasif. Here Rashi's telling you it's Medivrei Kabbalah. For example, Rabbi Asher Weiss points out in Minchas Asher on Parshas Ba, he points out that the nafkemina between the three pahalchim could be the level of the Yisr. According to the Mechilta, it's an Yisr Deraisa. According to the Rambam, it's Medivrei Seifim. But according to Rashi, it's a higher level. It's Medivrei Kabbalah. The Pasuk of Mipsei Heftzecha is a Pasuk in Navi. So that makes it Medivrei Kabbalah. So he points out that the Machloikish Rishayim is not just the reasons, it's the severity of Yisr. According to the Mechilta, it's an Yisr Deraisa. According to the Rambam, it's a mirror de Rabbanon of like a Geder Visyog. But according to this Rashi, it's much more than that. It's a Medivrei Kabbalah because it's based on a Pasuk in Navi of Mipsei Heftzecha V'dabra Dov. Yeah, so that the question is that how much do we learn out to what status it has, or how far does it go? Now again, it's not going to be a deraisa. We spoke about this when we talked about Megillah. Because Megillah, the Gemara says, Medivrei Kabbalah, we had a whole discussion back then, how far does it go? So this is the chare nafkamina between the reasons. Now, what happens if a person asks the guy to do it for him on Shabbos? He walks over to his guy's neighbor and says, do me a favor, go to the store and buy me something. And the guy says, I'm not interested. So according to Rashi, he was over. Amir Anachri. You said the words that are not Shabbos dik, so you'd be over. According to the Rambam, I don't think so, because there's no reason. And according to the Haggai's Magnus, there's no shlichus. He didn't accept the shlichus. So there's no shlichus if he doesn't accept to be my shliach. But according to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, one can make the argument that if you ask a guy to do it and he tells you no, or he says yes and never gets around to doing it, you still might have been over the Yisra Medivrei Kabbalah of Mitzvah Heftzecha V'Dabudah. So the Avnei Nezer points out over here in number 11, he says, L'chayu, there's a big nafkamina between the two reasons in the Rishayim of what happens if on Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, you go over to your Goyish neighbor, you say, listen, I think I'm going to need something on Shabbos, so can you do my favor? I'm telling you now, take care of it for me on Shabbos. So if it's Al Memtzei Heftzecha, where's the Memtzei Heftzecha? It's Friday, I can say whatever I want. If it's Al the Shlichus, so on Shabbos, when he's acting on my behalf, it's going to be tracked back to me and it's going to be a problem. Or let's go the other way. No, when he does the pool, that was the mini hashlichus. But when he does the action on Shabbos, it's kilo. I did the action. Putting aside what we spoke about when the shlich becomes you, that whole arsameach.
Yeah,
okay, putting that aside.
Even if he cut it down on Friday?
So that's a different issue. So that might not be shlichus. That might be he decided when to do it. That's always the issue with bringing things into the dry cleaners and all those complicated shaylos. But let's go the other way. Let's say on Shabbos afternoon, you tell the girl to do melacha for you after Shabbos. So that would be a problem of mitzvah heftzecha. But it wouldn't be a problem of shlichus, because he's going to do the malach if you after Shabbos, so it shouldn't be a problem. So the Avnei Nezer wants to tie into that everyone agrees to each other, and we need both reasons, for these two nafkamina dikka cases. Halach l'maisa, we are machmer for both ways. And therefore you can't ask a guy to do malach if you on Friday, and you can't ask a guy to do malach if you can't even ask a guy on Shabbos to do malach if you after Shabbos, because of both the reasons given in the Rishon. What's interesting is if you look at...
According to this, let's say if you have a housekeeper on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you can't tell her, oh, when you come tomorrow when it's cold,
right.
Do the laundry.
Right. That would be a problem. Because even though right now, but it's Mimtzei Heftzecha, because right now it's Shabbos, and you're talking about things that are not Shabbos. Right.
The shlichus can be chal on Shabbos itself?
The minimum of shlichus is chal, but the pu'ul, that's the problem, will happen after Shabbos. So according to those we showed you, it shouldn't be a problem.
When you say that the shlichus, if it's a mirah, so it's not a problem.
In the case when I say on Shabbos to do Sunday.
So, yeah. So right. if it's buying
my words.
Words,
right, but if it's the shlichus, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Right, that would be the nafkamina. That's the Nezer's point. That would be the nafkamina. We're choshish both ways. So we hold you can't do any of that stuff. But what I'm just bringing out is that in the Rishonim, this is the nafkamina between in the reasons. The Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, in number 13, the Mishnah Berurah writes, what's wrong with Amir Lanachi? He writes in Mishnah Berurah number 13, Vizahu Isser Gomer. So here the Mishnah Berurah is bringing the Mechilta. That means if the Mishnah Berurah is bringing the Mechilta source for the Isra of Amir Lanachi, does that mean the Mishnah Berurah really thinks Amir Lanachi is an Isra Deraisa? So the Sharatzin comes to the defense, he says, no. He writes in the bottom, Sharatzin number 14, calm down, it's only the Rabban. There's a whole list of people who say, calm down. So Mishnah Berurah is calming us down, saying, no, even though I brought down the Mechilta as the reason for Isra Amir Lanachi, that's not the halachic status of Amir Lanachi. It's not a deraisa, instead it's only a derabban. So a shaila comes up, that is discussed by the Betzel HaChachma, the Debet Sina Rav's brother. It's also the same shaila as found in Chelkas Yaakov, Yaakov Braish. I was gotten a get to one of these types of shailas. Let's say you're an Eretz Yisrael, and Matzah Shabbos is an Eretz Yisrael. You're sitting at Yom Lava Malka, and you're on the phone with your worker here in America. It's Shabbos for him. Well, you don't have to be so extreme. If you're on the West Coast, the same Shabbos comes up. Are you allowed to ask a Goyish worker to do Malacha for you when it's not Shabbos for you, but it's Shabbos for him?
But he doesn't have to keep Shabbos.
Sorry, this was the Shaila. So all the Achrayim write, the Debet Sina has it, the Betzel HaChachma and the Chag Zakev, they both write, what reason would it be a problem? Work through all the reasons of the Rishonim. Mifta Cheftzicha is not Negeya because it's not Shabbos. Shlichos, what's Shlichos? It's Kilo, I did it, I'm allowed to do it. If I would do it, what would be the problem? The Rambam's reason, I'm going to make Shabbos Kechol, it's not Shabbos. So they all agree it's not a halachic problem, and therefore you would be allowed to ask, you would be allowed to talk to your Goyish worker when it's not Shabbos for you, even though it's technically where he's in an area where there's Shabbos for him. Okay, that's what the Achrayim speak out.
On early Shabbos, you can tell a Jew.
Yeah, we're going to have to get to that next week about when Ben Hashmashes, there's a special hetter called Ben Hashmashes, and all the details of Ben Hashmashes, I'll plan it next week, we'll try to tackle that. But here we're talking about a situation where for you it's not Shabbos, for the guy Shabbos, and it doesn't fit into any of the problems.
So somebody has, like Michael, let's say a housekeeper, they're every day. So Shabbos, you have to be really careful that they're not on their everyday tasks.
So it gets tricky. Yeah, it gets very tricky with these things. Because as we'll get to next week, there are certain things that they're doing for their own benefit. Which if then, let's say, for example, the cleaning lady's working in the kitchen, and it's very hot in the kitchen, so she turns on the air conditioner for her. And there she's doing it for her, so then you could be nana from it. But if she walks into the living room and she sees you guys sweating it out, and she says, I'm going to be a good housekeeper, I'm going to turn on the air conditioner for you. That could be a problem.
You didn't tell her.
Okay, but we know she's doing it for your tayelis. That's the only reason why she's doing it. We'll have to get to that next week.
She's doing it for her toilet. She wants to get paid.
She's going to get paid either way, even if she doesn't turn on the air conditioning. That chayin still goes so far. If let's say she boils up a pot of, let's say she takes the kettle and boils up a couple, puts up a hot water for coffee, and she puts up more than just one cup. So you're not allowed to drink the leftover water. Because she did that for you. Because she, when she put up that big kettle, she thought in her back of mind, maybe someone else in the house might want hot water. So that's also awesome. Okay, Blue Ned, we'll get to that next week. All the complex details of dealing with these types of Ishail. Now, because it's the Rabbanan, there's got to be a tam to it. Right? We all know that. Anything that's rabbinically based is going to have loopholes or exceptions to the rule. If it would be deraisa, there's nothing to talk about. So because Amir Lanachri is a Rabbanan, as we proved from the Sharatzion, even though there are those who disagree, Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks not like that, and the Pashtus of the Mechilta is debatable, but it's Pashtus going to be in Issa D'Rabban. So there are Heterim. So what are some of the Heterim? So let's look together over here at number 16, at one of the Heterim for Amir Lanachri. It's a little tricky. Amir Lanachri is sprinkled over in a couple different places in Shulchan Aruch. It's one simon here, one line, and then another simon. It's a little bit all over. So it's basically in Shin Zayin, it's in Reish Ayin Vav, it's in Shin Chav Ches, it's in those three places, but in a bunch of different places. So if we look over number 16 in Shulchan Aruch, number 16 in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Zayin Hey. Dover She'ene Melacha, Ve'en Asal Asayis B'Shabbos El Mishum Shfas. Let's say you have something which is not an Issa D'Raisa, it's only an Issa D'Rabban. Then Mutter Li'Yisrael Lo'im Al'en Yehudi La'Asayis B'Shabbos. Then there's a Heter Amir Lanach. This is what everyone knows of Shvus, Dishvus. This means if the whole thing, B'Yisoyde, is only Nisad Rabbanon, and asking a guy is only Nisad Rabbanon. So when you put two Rabbanons together, it makes things better. This is the terminology called Shvus, Dishvus. But you got to keep on reading on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't just say Shvus, Dishvus is Mutter. There's rules. When is Shvus, Dishvus Mutter? First of all, V'hu She'yesha Miktsas Choyli. The person has to be is somewhat of a discomfort as a sick person. This doesn't mean that they're deathly ill. This doesn't mean that they're chayla sheyesh basakana. This means there's some form of a discomfort, what they call a mild sickness. Rabbi Ribia writes in the Sefer, let's say someone has a severe cold. Someone with a severe cold is not a chayla sheyesh basakana. We're not talking about someone who has a flu. The flu we spoke about when we talked about medicine here many months ago. So we said a flu is considered a chayla sheyesh basakana. Someone who has a bad flu, if someone has a bad cold, it's very congested, maybe allergies, that's a chayla sheyesh basakana, but it's a chayla. So for him, you're allowed to be over an issa d'rabbanon for the chayla. What would an issa d'rabbanon be? Let's say you want to carry, you want to get a cup of hot tea to the chayla, and you want to take it through Carmelis. Let's say in the bungalow colony. You want to take it from one bungalow colony to another bungalow colony, or to one sleepaway camp to another sleepaway camp, and there's no Erev between the two of them. So that's not a Rishas HaRabim. So that's only a Carmelis. So that would be an Issur Rabbanan. So you'd be allowed to bring him a cup of tea if his throat is hurting. Let's say you run out of ices, and the kids need ices for, you know, singing Zmiris, whatever it is in camp. So that's not Mutter. That's not a Chayli. The kids may think they're a Chayli, but that's not a Chayli, not to have ices. But if someone's sore throat, that's considered a Chayli. So that's Heta number one. Mixas Chayli. Again, we'll see in a few minutes. Let's say someone's really sick, so then you can really be over Yisru the Rice's idea guy. But this is a mixas chayli. Or yet tsarich ledover tsarich harbe. Or you need it very badly. What does it mean you need something very bad? Let's say you have a package. A package got delivered, and somehow you want to get it to your rishus through not their rices. You're going to ask your guy to bring it through a karmelis. So the machlokes al yirabba and the prima godim. Let's say it's a very expensive thing. You got an expensive package. You have a business thing, and they sent in the UPS, and now you want to get it into your rishus, and you want to ask your guy to carry it from outside. Again, we're not talking about their rice. We're not talking about carrying to rishus rabba. We're talking about the rabbanis. So that maybe would be mutter. Oy bebnei mitzvah, or if it would be a mitzvah. What's the example of a mitzvah? Ketzer. Omer Yisrael, any Yehudi b'Shabbos lalois b'ilon mahavi shofar l'tkeit kias mitzvah. Let's say if somehow the shofar that you need to blow shofar is on top of a tree, and there's an issur d'rabbanan to climb up a tree. So here you'd be allowed to ask the guy to climb up the tree to bring you down the shofar so you can blow shofar. Now again, this is only if it's an issur d'rabbanan. So you always have to ask yourself, what am I doing? Is what am I doing is an issur d'rabbanan, or what I'm doing is an issur d'oraisa? For example, if I'd ask the guy to turn on a light switch so we can have a davening in the shul, so is that an issur d'rabbanan, or is that an issur d'oraisa? Is turning on a light switch an issur d'oraisa, or is it only an issur d'rabbanan? If it would be an issur d'rabbanan, so easy. Shvus to shvus with makom mitzvah. Everything is fine. No problem. You need to be able to daven. That's assuming that's a mitzvah. You need to daven with a minyan, assuming that's a mitzvah. So then we play the game shvus to shvus with makom mitzvah. The problem is, many achrayim hold turning on a light switch today is not a d'rabbanan. It's a d'oraisa. So the d'oraisa that the mechaber never permitted. When did the mechaber permit to be over an issur d'oraisa? Through Amir and Achri, that's if someone's a chayli sheyesh basakana. What's a chayli sheyesh basakana? Someone who's seriously sick, someone is in the hospital, very negated. Let's say a lady has a baby and she's in the hospital of a Shabbos, she can ask the nurse to do anything she wants. Turn on the lights, turn off the lights, hire the bed, turn on the, whatever she needs to do. I don't know about the TV, but whatever she needs, maybe that also. She can ask her whatever she needs, that's a chayli sheyesh basakana. She can ask her to do anything you want. Let's say someone's sick at home, someone who has the flu, someone has a maybe strep throat, they need to get medication, so they can ask a guy to do a melacha d'oraisa, ask the guy to drive to the pharmacy and to bring back the medication so you can have medication. That's because the chayli sheyesh basakana. For chayli sheyesh basakana, you can only be over d'rabbanan. So you got to know a little bit about what's a d'rabbanan and what's a d'oraisa to figure out how much you can use the guy. Okay. Now here's where the heter starts about the dvar mitzvah. Why? There's a Ramah in number 19. The Ramah writes in Sinner Reish Ayin Vav, Hine yesh oimer. The mutter loymale in Yehudi ladlik loyner l'sude Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to turn on a light for you. We're talking about candles, which is clearly an issur d'oraisa. We're not talking about today when we have chashmal. We're talking about lighting a candle, which is clearly a d'oraisa. You're allowed to ask a guy so you can have light at your Shabbos meal. Mishum the sviru lay the mutter amir lein Yehudi afilu b'mlocha gemura b'makom mitzvah. There's a famous sheet of the Itter. The Itter holds that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a melacha d'oraisa for you, l'tzarech mitzvah. So I mean, if you're sitting at home, and you come home Friday night and the house is pitch dark, you can't eat your Shabbos meal, l'tzarech suda, you call after your neighbor, let him do a melacha d'oraisa. Forget electricity. He can even light candles for you. It could be over an issur d'oraisa, because there's no issur amir l'nachri, even for a d'oraisa b'mokim mitzvah. It's a big chiddush. Where does he get it from? So he gets it from Hilchos Mila. We know by Mila, it's Mila's d'oraisa Shabbos, so he gets it from Mila. Says the Ramah, many people rely on this palo iter. Let's say you have a sheba, you have a shabbos sheba, you have a mitzvah, a mila, you have a sudas mitzvah, and there's no lights. You ask a guy to turn on the lights. And no one makes a big deal. Why? Because they're all reliant on this palo iter. But writes the Ramah, The makim she'en serich gadol. Says Rama, but I don't think that's correct. I think we should try to be machmir unless it's tzarech gadol. What's a tzarech gadol? What constitutes a tzarech gadol? The harayv apoyskim cholkim hasvarizim. So if you read the Rama simply, it seems like the Rama is not really accepting this bal itter. He's saying that the reason why I'm not going to make a rash when everyone does what they do is because they have a bal itter to be saymichan, but I don't really think the bal itter is someone to be saymichan. So again, if that's the case, we can't really use this bal itter to turn on the lights when the Friday night, we want the lights in the house, it's pitch dark, you can't ask a guy to do so. And Mishnah Berurah writes even more than that. Mishnah Berurah writes, v'shloi hichmer afl tzarech gadol. The Shloi said, no, even the tzarech gadol, you cannot ask a Jew to do, you can ask a guy to do an isa deraisa. This is always a problem. What did the Jews do on Matzah Shabbos? And that's why in some places they sit Shal Shudas in the dark. Why? Because that's what we used to do back in the day. We used to sit Shal Shudas in the dark because the light candles went out at some point. So some people, to remember what we used to do, we sit in the dark for Shal Shudas. I don't know, maybe we should go to outhouses also to use the bathroom because that's what we used to do also. Okay, I don't know. But that's what people do. They ran out of lights. So what happened to ask a guy? You can't ask a guy. How can you ask a guy on Shabbos to turn on light for you? That's a mir l'nochri for an issa d'oraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shloah. The Shloah says you can't do it. He says, however, ben hashmoshes you could. So if you have a chsidish shal shudis, so shal shudis is already late, so then you can ask a guy to do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah does give one kula. He says, number chafein, this is very important. He says, let's say you have a situation where the Erev goes down on Shabbos. So the question is like this. Either we ask a guy to fix it, which could be Nisa Daraisa, or the whole community is just going to be carrying. We have a toss-up over here. Everyone has babies, and they all take the strollers, and they all come to shul, and we're going to have a major problem. So Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chayodam, and then in that case, it's Kedai to do it. Why? Kedai Shelo Yovu Rabim Lidei Michshol. So you shouldn't have the whole community sitting. So some people think that the Chayodim is saying that whenever it's a mitzvah derabim, you can be matter anything you want because of the Baal Itter. It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like it was because it's a din of tzarechei rabim. It's because it's the if you don't do it, you're going to have people being very surim. So it's not clear how to learn this Mishnah Berurah.
Why isn't it? Yeah. Why is it really, think about it, why isn't it different? What's the whole reason why we're afraid that a guy would do it? Because you may come to do it yourself.
Right.
If that's the whole reason, why isn't it different on the Shabbos clock, for instance?
Yeah, yeah.
We're used to it.
Yeah, that's.
Are we really going to say, oh, if a guy every single Shabbos has someone in my house?
Yeah.
Every Shabbos they wash my dishes, clean this.
Yeah, there were people.
I'm going to go wash my dishes. I'm going to turn the lights on.
There were, yeah. I think there were people that weren't so thrilled when the Shabbos clocks first came out. Yeah, they had issues with this, right? And everyone was so thrilled with the Shabbos clocks. Same idea. They weren't so happy with it. So the answer to that is that we only have to work with what Chazal asked. So Baruch Hashem, they didn't ask the Shabbos clock, so we're okay. You know, just like the same thing, they didn't ask for potatoes and kidneys. So that's why we're okay today. But you're right. In theory, it should be the same problem.
So
we're going to get to that. That's another misconception. This whole thing about hinting, that's for next week's share. We're going to see where that comes from and how that's misused as well. We'll get to that misconception next week, I hope.
So where's being able to do it within a shul for?
So people think that when it's negated to the shul, it's a tzarchi rabbim. So tzarchi rabbim, they use this Mishnah Berurah that says you can be sembach on the Baal Itter to do even a derais. So that's why if it's anything has to do with the shul, all of a sudden everyone's running to be matter things. That's not necessarily what the Chayyadim is saying. We actually spoke about it when we talked about shoveling snow. Asking a guy to shovel snow, because then the issue of shoveling snow might tak only be in a seder abundance. So that's a shvus to shvus. Okay, that's okay, shvus to shvus. But makam mitzvah, people need a dam for a makam mitzvah. But if you're talking about a deraisa, it's much harder to sell. Why is this halacha so negeya? It's negeya to sukkahs. What happens if you have a windy sukkahs and you wake up first day sukkahs and your sukkah fell down? What do you do then? So you're talking about, what's the problem? Ask a guy to build up the sukkah. 1 second. What issur is involved in building a sukkah? So it might depend how bad the storm was. If it's just a schach that knocked down, and you just put the schach back up, so then it's only the rabbon. So again, shvos to shvos b'makam mitzvah, that's okay. But if the whole walls came down as well, so you got to put up the walls as well, so that's a real problem. That would be a deraisa. So you're telling me, b'samich on the Baal Itter, that amir l'nochri, even for a deraisa, is mutter because of mitzvah? That's debatable. That's not so pashit. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pima God Melech HaSukkah, where he says, chaval, chalila, to be matter building a sukkah through a guy on sukkahs. There are those that are makel based on the premise that there's a Tosfos in Shabbos that says binyan on Yom Tov is derabon. Even though on Shabbos binyan is deraisa, but on Yom Tov binyan is derabon. So binyan on Yom Tov is derabon. Oh, so now we're okay. So now it's a shvos to shvos, the tzarich mitzvah. Which means if the sukkah were to fall down on Shabbos chalomoid, you wouldn't be allowed to build it because then binyan is deraisa. So you got to keep that in mind. So remember this sugya when you come to sukkahs. Hopefully it shouldn't be so windy, but you have to figure out what do you do if the sukkah falls down on sukkahs. Okay. So this is
according to
yeah.
Side of the Shabbos clocks.
Yeah.
I think we're think I heard, saw a Moshe said about lights. He really couldn't do anything, but he was very much.
Yeah, Rav Moshe.
People today were still.
Yeah, that Feinstein's. That's right. Many of those who follow Rav Moshe won't use it for it. Correct. That's true. But Pashtus, there's nothing wrong with it. You're doing it before Shabbos. There's really no issur. So the reason why this is an interesting shaila with the Baal It is because there used to be that they had a problem about Ne'ilah. How did you daven Ne'ilah? Every Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah was in the dark. So Ma'ir used to daven in the dark is one thing. We know Ma'ir Bahar, Ne'ilah, we don't know the words. So that's why many Achranim wrote to Tshuvas where they discussed that you'd be allowed to ask a Goy to light a candle on Ne'ilah so we'd be able to write, because that's the Tzarechei Rabbim. So that's when they wanted to use the Baal Itter again. So again, how exactly the Baal Itter is used is somewhat of a debate. Okay. Based on all this, we're seeing that it's not so simple just to ask a guy to do malacha for you. So the most common shayla that happens often is with, let's say, we'll talk about air conditioning. So would I be allowed to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner for me in a very, very hot, now we're getting into a heat wave the next couple of days. If let's say it's very hot and something happens with the air conditioning, would I be allowed to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioning for me? So let's go back a step. If you turn to the next side, there's an interesting machaber in Shulchan Aruch. Number 21, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ba'artzois karois, in those cold communities, and not where the Beis Yosef lived, but for the Ashkenazim who lived in cold communities, Mutar Lein Yehudi Lasis Medur B'Shvil Aktan. You're allowed to have a guy make a fire, which is a malacha de Oiraisa. You're allowed to ask a guy to make a fire for the kids. The kids couldn't handle the cold, so you're allowed to make a fire for the kids to stay warm. Umutarim HaGadayim Leschamim Bo. And the adults, once the fire is burning, they're allowed to come and join and stand around the fire. But you can't make the fire just for them. V'afilu b'shval ha-gadoilim mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Even for the adults you can do it. When? Im ha-kor godol of its taka so cold. Why? Sha-kol choylim etzel ha-kar. Everyone is a choyla when it comes to cold. People can't handle cold. We can't bear it. So whenever it's a question of too cold, we're always matter to stay warm. So based on this halachah and Shulchan Aruch, let's think about the winter, which would, hard to think about. Let's say that someone's heating breaks in the winter, right? I'm sure, to get the plumbing. Let's say someone's heating breaks, it would be mutter to ask a goy. Can't ask a Jew. You'd be able to ask a goy to come and fix the heat if it's not so cold that everyone can potentially get sick or affected by it. We'll see in a second what exactly the heter is based on. It doesn't mean shakol chol means everyone's going to get sick. Not necessarily. You're not going to necessarily be sick if you're in the cold for a few hours until it could stay warm for a little bit. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So if you...
You could actually call somebody.
So calling the phone, that would be necessarily possible. Yeah. That might be necessary. Right. So we'll get to that a little later. So you'd be able to ask your Goyish neighbor to fix the heating, so you would be allowed to, so the house would stay warm during the winter. So that's all one way. That's all talking about when it's too cold. What about when it's too hot? Is there a same principle the other way around? So Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe talks about a case, let's say the shul is blasting the air conditioner from before Shabbos and the temperature drops. Then it's freezing. And now everyone's in shul freezing. It's not cold outside necessarily, but in shul they're freezing because the air conditioner was made too hot. Is there a heter based on the Shulchan Aruch to be able to ask a guy to turn off the air conditioner? So Rav Moshe says, he was talking about a question of a shul. Everyone's in shul and they're freezing. The mamas can't handle it. So Moshe writes number 22. He says, if it's such an extreme cold that people are going to go home because they can't handle the cold. So Moshe shu bittul tefila b'tzibah v'kiris atoyer b'al harbe anoshim shi'esh l'hater. Then Moshe thinks it would be mutter. Why? O b'frat shalei bara psikas elektriki be'ein dova atoylik b'zeim yesh b'esed eraisa. Because Moshe says, I'm not so sure you're even esed eraisa. So if you're not over in the raisa, so then we go back to being a shvus. Shvus to shvus, b'maka mitzvah is mutter, no problem. Then Rav Moshe says, then ain't the raisa, haroi v'adeyas heim la'tiv l'tzoich mitzvah, v'chein pasak harama, like we saw. So Rav Moshe says, what happens if it's in your house? Let's say you set the air conditioning wrong in your house. Forget shul. So shul is a shtickle tire of shvus to shvus, b'maka mitzvah. You're in your house and you're freezing. You don't know what to do. So Rav Moshe, in his dam zeh b'bayis yochid, boifin shekol habayis kar. The whole house is cold. You can't go to a different room. Mutter mitam acher. Then you have another heter. Afke shaleka ktanim mitam da kol chayim etzal kar. You have another heter. Shehakol chayim etzal kar. You can't handle the cold. So Rav Moshe says, if you set your air conditioner to too cold of a temperature, and you guys are all freezing in the house, and there's not an option to either go to someone else's house or an option to go to a different room, so Rav Moshe, ask a guy. Avu b'beis haknesses like a tamze. You don't have this heter because why? Go home. What are you going to tell me? Hakol choylem etzel akar? So go home from shul. Just sit in your house. So Zokhtiv Moshe, so if you're in shul and it's too cold, so then it will be matur shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. If you're home and it's too cold, Zokhtiv Moshe, I don't need any creative answers. It's halach and Shulchan Aruch. Hakol choylem etzel akar. So according to Rav Moshe, if you said the air conditioning incorrectly, or the temperature drops and it's not much freezing, then you can ask a guy to turn the air conditioner off. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now what about the other way? What about if it's too hot? So the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva where he thinks it's mutter straight up, no remiza. Go over to your Goyisha neighbor and tell him, please turn on the air conditioner. Why? So he quotes a cute Taisus and Baba Basra. Taisus and Baba Basra basically says over a story in Yerushalmi, where there was an Amir walking and he asked for a bracha. He said, give me a bracha that I should be able to handle the cold. Tell him, I need a bracha for, put on 12 coats, just stay cold. He says, give me a bracha, I should be able to handle the heat. So he gave him a bracha. So what do you see from there? That heat is more severe than cold. Cold, you have eitzes to balance the cold. You put on coats, you can stay warm. Heat, there's something you can do. So if the Shulchan Aruch permits you to do something because it's too cold, kol shekein, he should make me do something because it's so hot. So the Menachas Yitzchak writes, that's one of his reasons why he thinks it's mutter to ask a goy on Shabbos to turn on the air conditioner. But he gets more creative. He says, no. He thinks, what issur is there in turning off electricity? It's only an issur derabbanan. It's not the right electricity, it's only derabbanan. So what issur is it? So he says, it's a shvus to shvus. Oh, so he says, shvus to shvus. He thinks you could be mako, but makam tsar godl. If you're very, very uncomfortable, you can be mako. Why? So Moshe Shtemach writes in the Tshuva, in Tshuva Svan Hoggis, he says, because what's the whole hetter for too cold? It's not the pshat because you're going to get pneumonia. It's because it's a makam tsar. So it says Moshe Shtemach, the tsar is too much heat. So it's the same thing. So therefore, these achrayim all and the whole list of them. It's the Menachas Yitzchak, Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasei Paskins that way. There's a bunch of gedolei achrayim that held that you're allowed to go over to a guy and ask him to turn on an air conditioner on Shabbos or Yom Tov because based on the principle that either it's similar to cold or because shvus to shvus, the tzarech god. Those are some of the achrayim that I'm makel with it. However,
the initial where we say that.
Yeah.
What's the source? Where is that originally from?
Right. So that's not a Gemara, Pashtus. I don't think it's a Gemara. I think it comes from the Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef understood that to mean not the Pshat you're going to get pneumonia, right? The Pshat just means that you're uncomfortable.
But couldn't we guess that there were Rishonim that lived in very warm climates?
That's the flip side. The other side is, what are you talking about? Statistically speaking, again, I'm not talking about people that have severe, you can get heat stroke, and there's definitely things a person gets from heat. That, all the achrayim, right, if a person is mamish, a person is has a medical condition, where he needs to stay cool, and his house is boiling, you know, without a shayla, you can ask a guy, there's no question. We're talking about, you know, which time is it? We're just uncomfortable. What did people do before there was air conditioning, right? We all survived, right? Everyone survived before air conditioning. So that's why many achrayim don't agree with this. For example, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, number 25, he disagrees. He says, even though you're allowed to ask a guy to turn up the heat, Rabbi Yaakov, I don't think you can be matter to turn on the air conditioner. Someone has a heart condition or any other medical condition where he can't handle the heat, of course, we're just talking about stamathy, we're just uncomfortable. Rabbi Yaakov felt that wasn't a heter. Ibsam Izamin in Shmir Shabbos Kechosai, he says, no, it's mutter, like the Minchas Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yaakov Breish, like the Moshe Shtermach, a whole list of very chashev gedolei achrayim that all held that there's nothing wrong with going over to your goyish neighbor and asking him straight up, none of this remiza game stuff, asking him straight, come into my house, turn on the ignition because I'm hot. There are those achrayim who went a little bit, you know, a little bit more conservative. Well, you have to find out how hot you really are. If it's unbearable, it's 100 degrees outside, and the house is so hot that you can't cool down, then you could. If it's just you're a little inconvenient, and if you open a window, and a window here, and a window there, and you open the door, you can manage it better not. So that's a conservative answer without rocking the boat too much. However, the assumption of the Menachas Yitzchak is a big discussion. He's assuming that turning off electricity would only be Nisid Rabban, or likewise turning on electricity would only be Nisid Rabban. If that's the case, so then you go back to using Shvus to Shvus whenever it comes to electricity. You want to know, can you turn on lights? Turn off lights, on lights. Oh, Shvus to Shvus, Maka Mitzvah. Go back to that whole principle that we had before. Now, Rabbi Yashiv disagreed with this entire premise. He thinks it's not true. Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shmuel Vosner all held that you have to be Choshish for the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish held that electricity is Boinim. So therefore, it's an Issa Daraisa. So Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shmuel Vosner both held there's no heter at all to use electricity on or off because it's a Daraisa. It's not Shvus to Shvus, it's an Issa Daraisa. So if it's an Issa Daraisa, there's no heter. Reb Menashe Klein writes a tshuva where he talks about turning on the air conditioning. He writes number 29, Al kopanim kol she'in tzarech gadol. If there's no big need, ein lahater. Avo b'makom tzarech, if there's a big need, or il adam chalosh, or someone's weak, near a shemut, you can ask her to turn on the air conditioning. The Debrei Tzina Rav has a great tshuva. This is a must read from the Debrei Tzina Rav number 28. He writes like this. He says he had a story once in his Beis Medrash where the air conditioner broke on Shabbos. And he came up with the following idea. He writes this. He told them that you're not allowed to turn the air conditioner on in shul. Why? He says, "Ulam beis haknesses b'fnei rabim lahetati. I would not allow them to turn the air conditioner on in shul. For of the haya b'didi b'esek nesa shali, and there was a story once in my base medrash pam pisaim haya hachaim god was very hot v'le orcha mekari meiv Shabbos, and we forgot to turn on the air conditioner. V'abal ba'is b'kshim emenel aniyach l'vagish migoy shiftecha mekari. And one of the baal batim came over to the debrit sinner and said, "New rabbi, go get the goyish Jenner and have him turn on the air conditioner." V'lo hitayti b'shum oifin, and I wouldn't be matrit. Why? The ma'achas she'amir l'nochi b'Shabbos nasa eitzel b'nei adam kehet gomer l'chol dover katan kegadol. Because Amir Lanochi became this free for all. Everything you want, they ask a guy. I wanted to show the Baal Batim that it's not something so light. Don't just say, oh, ask a guy. We have this feeling that everything we want to do in Shabbos, we just ask a guy. So the Pachina, that's not correct. He says, a lot of people liked what he did. I don't know if that year he was his contract was up for debate, so he got voted back in. I think he had his own base manager. I don't think he had to worry about a board. Baal Batim came over to him and said, Rabbi, this is the first we ever heard of this. We always thought that Amir Lanochi is mutter. Not true. There is no such thing that you can do whatever you want on Shabbos to Amir Lanochi. But he writes at the end, he says, if this would be a private person, a guy would come into my, say, listen, Rabbi, in my house, I forgot the air conditioner. Of course he can ask a guy to turn it on. He wouldn't do it in his base medrash, not because he held this a different standard, but he just didn't want people getting the wrong impression. So the Debrit Sinner is also one of those achrayim that held you are allowed to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner. So halacha l'maaseh, it's a big split. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote in a tshuva where it's not mutter. Rav Moshe held it's not a tzarech. Rav Moshe held hot, what's the big deal? So you'd be a little hot. People have been hot for years. It's not a het. So it's a big machlokes. You have Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on one side that held the tasser. The Or Lotzion Rav Abba Shaul also held the tasser. And the other side, you have the Debrit Sinner Rav, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosay. How to be machmir, I can't tell you. It's a tough shot. I had a story once by me a few years ago. I had a lot of guests over, and the air conditioner wasn't, the clock wasn't set right. And I asked a guy to turn it on. I felt that was a significant tzarech. But again, I think a person has to ask the shayla. But the heter is based on two premises. Either you hold that hakol choylem eitzel hacham, that's one heter, or you hold that it's a shvus to shvus, and the tzarech gadol tzmut. So Rav Moshe has one more tshuva over here, where he talks about what happens if you got the refrigerator light on. So when you're going to open the door, the light's going to go on. So Rav Moshe says, of course, you can't open it, but you can ask a guy to do it. Why is that, Rav Moshe? Because it's a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. Amir l'nochi with a psik reisha, it's mutter. So therefore, Dr. Moshe, you can have the guy open the door. Dr. Moshe is even a bigger chiddush. Even if, let's say, you have other food. This is not the only food you have. You have other food, maybe. But since there's stuff you want from the fridge, there's soda in there, and there's other good things, Rav Moshe, you can ask a guy. However, Rav Moshe said, you can't ask the guy to take the bulb out. That you can't do. The guy figures on his own, that listen, you're going to have the same problem for the rest of the Shabbos. So the guy's smart enough to take it on his own. Terrific. But Moshe says, you can't ask a guy himself to take out the bulb. But the guy can open the door. Moshe says, that's mutter without a problem. So Moshe held, that's not a problem. But Moshe held, the air conditioning, that is a problem. Because that's a psikration. Denichale. You want the air conditioner. You want the air conditioner. Here, you don't really care for the light to be on. Yeah, whatever. It's there, it's there. But so Moshe held, it's a psikration. Amir Lanochi's mutter for a situation of psikration. Next week, we need to talk about is what happens if you get stuck in one of these hotels where all they have is one of those cards, the magnetic cards. Are you allowed to ask the hotel security to do it for you? And then we're going to talk about what happens when you do remiza. How do you do remiza? In which cases can you do remiza? And if you do remiza incorrectly, or Amir Lanochi incorrectly, do you have to run out of the house and therefore not enjoy what the guy did on your behalf? Okay.